The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, will show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Hello. You have tuned in to Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Energy medicine is a method of working with the body's energy systems to help create balance for optimal health and wellness. Remember, everything is energy, and energy is everywhere. Energies control how you feel, what you think, and how you live. Einstein put it this way, energy is all there is. The topic today is, what are chakras? Chakras are spiraling discs of energy. There are three functions of the chakras, physiological, psychological, and spiritual. The chakras are named for the part of the body over which it spins. Starting at the base of the spine is the root, then the womb chakra, solar plexus, heart, throat, the third eye, which spins over the pituitary gland, and the crown chakra, which spins over the pineal gland. At the physiological level, the chakras provide energy to the organs, bones, muscles, and ligaments in their path. Chakras also influence the endocrine system and are strongly involved with moods, personality, and overall health. At the physiological level, at the psychological level, each chakra is associated with a distinct developmental theme. Very simply, the theme of the root chakra is survival and sexuality. The womb chakra is creativity. The solar plexus is identity and power. The heart is love and compassion. The throat is integration and expression. The third eye is deep perception and understanding. And the crown chakra is transcendence of self. At the spiritual level, the chakra energy is attuned to the metaphysical constructs of ancestral memories, archetypes, or past lives. It is my greatest pleasure and deepest honor to introduce you to my guest tonight, Carol Tuttle. Carol is an acclaimed alternative psychotherapist, best-selling author, and 20-year pioneer in the self-help arena. Carol is a leader in the areas of energy psychology, emotional freedom technique, and energy medicine. And in addition, she is a master chakra teacher. Her reputation as a psychological, intuitive, and energy therapist has taken her to other countries where she has been called upon to work with the native people to clear the generational beliefs and life patterns that are keeping them stuck in oppression. She has a gift for identifying blocks and patterns that are keeping a person stuck and uses her evolving intuitive gifts and clearing techniques to reconnect people with their spirit truth and life purpose. Carol is the author of the highly acclaimed spiritual self-help books, Remembering Wholeness, A Personal Handbook for Thriving in the 21st Century, It's Just My Nature, A Guide to Knowing and Living Your Truth Nature, and Dressing Your Truth, Discover Your Personal Beauty Profile. Carol also has her own radio show, Living Your Truth with Carol Tuttle, the only reality radio talk show with real people, with real issues, ready to reveal their emotional fears and limiting beliefs live. Welcome, Carol.
Thank you. That's a lot.
I think our audience would love to know how you got interested in chakras.
Well, it started over 20 years ago when I was in a very difficult situation. And in my late 20s, I sought out traditional therapy. And after a few years of that, was a little frustrated because there wasn't any real deep healing that I was experiencing. So at the time, I had four small children. And I needed to get well. I wanted to be a mom. So I was prayerful about finding answers. I was unexpectedly introduced to energy therapies. And I thought they were pretty crazy and pretty woo-woo. But I was pretty desperate. And it's usually the case when you're desperate, you tend to be more open-minded. So I actually started to study Reiki. And Reiki is a practice that introduces you to the chakras. It's one of the first things you learn about when you study Reiki, because Reiki is a practice of working with the subtle energies and the energy bodies and systems. And needless to say, studying the Reiki and starting to practice it opened my chakras. And that's where it all began.
So this interest has really changed your life, and changed your health and changed your life, and now it is your passion and your career.
Well, the thing is, it's not like you don't have to know about it to be affected by it. That's what's fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. I think some people consider, well, I don't believe that. That doesn't necessarily make it that it doesn't exist. It does, these energies exist. And so the more consciousness you have about them, the more proactive you can be in the state of your well-being. So it,
I know.
You know, to it's me, really it just makes sense to know about them.
And you see the results and you feel the results.
Right.
That's the main
Definitely.
Thing.
I
so
agree.
Now I've sort of introduced the seven chakras. But I
yeah, that
maybe...
was very lovely. I think you did a fabulous job. That was a great, great intro.
But, from your perspective, and you're working with them a lot longer than I have, maybe you have another insight that you'd like to share with the audience.
Well, I can give you some just general information about them and kind of what's happening in the time in which we live, because there's some big shifts going on. Whenever we're shifting, whenever we're feeling like things are changing and what we've been experiencing isn't working anymore, that means the chakras are vibrating differently. Things are getting repatterned and new energies are coming in, and they're affecting our chakras. So in the time in which we live, the seven chakras, we've been primarily functioning from the lower three, the first, second, and third, for a very long time. And we've tried to maintain that status quo, survival, and, you know, trying to survive in this world. And we don't do it with the earth anymore. We're no longer surviving on an earth connection, meaning we hope our crops grow and we hope we find enough food for the winter. And, you know, we've created survival with money. We've created a lot of survival mannerisms with health, but we're still surviving as a humanity. Now there's a lot of people shifting and being very proactive and starting to thrive in life, saying, realizing I have a say. There's not a power outside of me. I have the power and ability to influence my life. It's a God-given power. The universe empowers me. And so the upper chakras are opening. That's all a function of the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, is actually a connector of heaven and earth, so to speak, because fifth, sixth, and seventh chakra really relate to our higher consciousness, our awareness, our kind of being awakened. And when the upper chakras start to really kick in, the lower chakras shift. They they get it's kind of like they get the upper chakras are jumper cables to the lower three, and they start to operate more on a thriving they start to reorient themselves to, I can thrive in life, I can thrive with money, I can thrive with my health, I can thrive with my creativity and my relationships, because the upper chakras are raising those vibrations of the lower three, which are all about the day-to-day physical stuff. And that's happening. You know, whether people believe in chakras or not, we're being transformed. The energies are shifting. And those are the energies that are the biggest players in our subtle energy system that are shifting right now.
Well, that's a wonderful shift. And I
it is. Unless I see, the problem is if you're fighting it, if you're trying to maintain the status quo, there's no, you know, things are just going to get more extreme, because the resistance will just create imbalance conditions. Because if you're, you know, so you might as well let go and go with it.
That is a very good recommendation.
Yeah. I want to mention one more thing that's happening in the root chakra, and this is really, really a big deal. We've been living in a culture where the root chakra has held the programming that we have to give up our own personal identity for the survival of the tribe. Meaning we've got to, you know, we're raised in family groups and we're in cultures that say you need to adhere to the larger group's belief system and how things are done and how what we believe in order to make it, to be accepted, loved, and to make it in this world. And it's shifting dramatically where the root chakra is, it's doing a 180-degree shift that in order for humanity to really make it and thrive, we are being asked to find our unique identity and then express that in the world. And that's a big shift going on. And that's why people are really being called to discover, who am I? What's important to me? What are my values? What are my beliefs? How are they different than my family system that I was raised in? You know, what do I embrace? What's not serving me that came from my family or my culture?
Yeah, and the root chakra also is the energy that gives us the yes for life and empowerment and drive for life and accomplishment.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of people are going out on their own, setting up their businesses, and entrepreneurship is increasing, and people are thriving.
Yeah. Well, it's really just a sign that that energy is being fed to us. It's really, we receive that energy every day, and it's firing up those energy centers called the chakras.
Now, there are seven layers of the chakras. Can you explain how you connect to those seven chakras or what they look like? I'm sure you can't see them, but just to tell the audience, why do we have seven layers in the chakras?
Well, we have the seven primary chakras. We actually have more than seven chakras, but those are the seven that are the most familiar to people, and that's kind of the intro to the chakra system, because those are the most influential in our day-to-day experience what they affect, what those energies influence. And they do rise in vibration. There's a color associated with each one, and they are the seven colors of the rainbow, and they are the chakras actually create our auric field that surround us. And so each of the chakras is feeding into this auric field that then becomes our energetic space that we operate in. So the auric field actually has those same color rays associated with it. And when the seven chakras are working as a whole system, we feel the benefit of that. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people that have chakras that are very weak, or they're closed, or they're frozen. They could be traumatized. So you've got other chakras making up for them. Like, say, if your third chakra, if you were just really never acknowledged for your own personal power, and you had, you know, really felt a lack of self-esteem, you may have your second chakra try, you know, really trying to prove your worth and force your worth. And, you know, so you'll have chakras compensating for other ones that aren't working properly. Maybe you've got, then they'll affect your auric field because it's not being fed properly. And there's a lot, you know, it's easy to correct all this.
Okay, Carol, we'll be back in a few minutes after a break.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Do you remember what life was like when you were young? Having the mobility and ability to play all day and then sleep through the night without needing coffee in the morning? For the majority of us, gone are those days. But they don't have to be. Transforming Health with Brad King will show you how you can awaken your youthful energy potential and live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Transforming Health is broadcast live every Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones. Tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie Jones brings you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Hi, today we're talking to Carol Tuttle, who is an acclaimed alternative psychotherapist, best-selling author, and 20-year pioneer in the self-help arena. Okay, Carol, I'm sorry I interrupted you about when we were talking about the seven layers of the chakras, so please continue.
Oh, no problem. You know, a simple understanding of these energies is they each have a different frequency. So the root chakra, which is down in the groin area, it has a slower vibrational rate than the crown chakra, which is purposeful because the root chakra is really our connection to the earth. It allows us to feel grounded here, feeling like we fit in. We have a place here, a special kind of energetic space that is just ours. Where the crown, when you go on up, then it's like a scale. Each chakra rises in its frequency, and that continues on up to the crown chakra, which then is our connection to spirit, to heaven, to whatever your spiritual path is. And they're all meant to then work as a team, as all, like a chord of music, just like several notes are played together. The chakras are meant to support each other and to be interactive. And what I like to say is talking to each other. So the whole system has an effect on us, where each chakra within the system has a very specific influence.
A symphony of energy. That's beautiful.
There you go. That's really nice. I like that.
Can you give us an example of how chakra energy affects us physically?
Well, again, you had mentioned the different areas that the chakras are on the body are very much related to the physiology of the body. For example, if you have a weak throat chakra, which is your, as you shared so beautifully, integration and expression of self, and really the your thought becoming of expressed in voice. You, if that area is weak, you could have a lot of sore throats or cough or be susceptible to different conditions of the body that are problematic because that chakra is weak. And the more you strengthen that chakra, the more the physiology improves. So you could say that for each area. That's generally what is in that area of the body physiologically is affected by that chakra.
Beautiful. Now, could you please explain how chakra energy moves outwardly and also inwardly?
Well, it's a the energy moves up and down from the pubic area all the way up to the crown and then spirals back down. So that's moving between the chakras. And then if you were to imagine a disc or a funnel extending outward, it's on both sides of the body, the front and back. A lot of people just think of them on the front. But it's on both sides, and it's just a pulsating, extends out like the narrow part of the funnel towards the body. The wider part of the funnel is about, if your chakra is healthy, 12 to 15 inches, maybe 18 inches for some people. And they're just, they're breathing, they're pulsating. They have a rhythm and a kind of an in and out pull. Breath of energy to them.
And actually the chakra energy also spins either counterclockwise or clockwise. And when it's spinning counterclockwise, it's releasing energy into the earth.
You know, I've learned too, though, not to be too specific on that one, because I've just I've learned in working with enough people that once you get someone attuned to their chakras and they start to get a sense of their chakras, not everybody's have the same rotation. And so I teach people to go with what feels right, because it can vary. The standard theory is that if they're spinning one, you know, a certain direction, there's a certain effect. But I've learned that some people are like, when their chakra's healthy, it might be spinning the opposite of mine. There is that variability, and that's why it's so great to teach people about this system, so they have their own sensitivity to it. They have their own awareness of it. It's just like, you know, feeling the earth under their feet or sitting in a chair. You know, you start to feel the presence of this energy. You start to notice it, and then you can work with it really beautifully because you have a relationship with it.
That's absolutely true. And I think the more you work with it, you also get deeper intuition. So since you're
definitely,
you know, you're definitely an intuitive person, but you probably, when you started out, you probably weren't as intuitive as you are now.
Not as definitely didn't have the interpretation of it. I think everyone has more intuitive ability than they are giving themselves credit for. They're just not aware how to interpret it and trust it. So my degree of interpretation has increased dramatically.
Practice makes perfect, right?
Yeah.
So how would we diagnose energy imbalance in the chakras? You were talking about also about frozen energies and chakras. So what if the energy isn't flowing properly in the chakras? How would you detect that as an intuitive or as an energy medicine practitioner?
Well, we have, and I'm going to defer people to this resource because it's really handy on my website, chakrahealing.com. There's a quiz you can take, and it has you assess each of your chakras, and then you get a quiz result that tells you if they're closed, weak, or open, or strong. I think the results are closed, weak, and strong. And it takes you through a series of questions that you can identify by your response to them how your seven chakras are. Because it just has you look at your day-to-day. The questions are formed based on some very specific experiences that and beliefs that you are having with yourself so that you can see how your day-to-day life actually relates to your chakras. So it's not – the way I teach the chakra system is in a very practical approach rather than an esoteric, let's just look at the energy. It's about looking at your life, looking at your experience, and saying that's going to tell you how you're doing with your chakra health.
Yes, and I've taken the test, Carol, and Carol sends back, or her, the website sends back, some very interesting interpretations. So it really is helpful, and I thought it was perfect. The answers were just right on for me.
Oh, good.
So I encourage people to do that. If you have any interest in chakras, look at Carol's website, chakrahealing.com, and also she has another website called www.caroltuttle.com. Okay, so let's go and talk about what if the chakra energy isn't balanced? How would that affect you physiologically, psychologically, or spiritually? I don't care. Answer anyway.
Well, again, if we look at a very specific one, let's say your heart chakra is weak or frozen. It's out of balance. It's not open and healthy. You would have problems allowing yourself to be loved. You would have a pattern in some manner of creating relationships that don't work. And you'll blame yourself or blame the other person. You'll find some reason that it didn't work. But in the deeper level, it's your energy is – it's like it doesn't want to open, because it's like if I let you in, then – it's like the energy believes it could get hurt again. So it'd say, well, I'll just keep my energy closed, and that way I'll protect myself from being wounded again. But then you just keep creating a series of relationships where you never feel loved and it never works out. And then you start to take on the belief that you're never going to find a person that just loves you who you are. And you're going to start to feel very, you know, just depending on what degree you take that, you may start accepting, thinking that that's just your plot in life. You know, it's just the way it goes for you. And really, it's just because your heart chakra needs to be cleaned up. And that's the whole story we build around it. So your mind creates all this story and all this reasoning when it's like, well, no, it's just because at some point in your life you had some trauma there and that can be easily healed. And then there, once it's open and it's healthy, there's no risk, because then you attract – a real healthy love and respect and companionship, because that's what it attracts now. That's the energy that it brings in.
Like the law of attraction.
Yeah, well, that is. I mean, your chakras are the energy that's affecting the law of attraction.
Exactly.
That's the source of the energy, is your chakras.
I didn't know that. Okay, so we're just about to break for another commercial. So when we come back, we're going to ask Carol to describe how chakra energy connects with emotions.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you exploring the changes in your life? We are continually evolving our lives into wellness, tranquility, and personal power. When you open your mind and heart to your spiritual strength and power within, you create the most wonderful and meaningful life. Unlock the infinite power of your mind and your creative being. Tune in to This Amazing Life with Dr. Phil Nernberger, live every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and explore the strength and wisdom that comes from within. In your family, what is most important to you? Is it health? Relationships? How about getting along better with your kids or your parents? Maybe it has to do with losing pounds or gaining financially. Whatever the problems you face in your family, you'll want to tune in to Family First with your host, author, and speaker, Randy Rolfe. Since 1985, Randy has become the foremost expert on matters concerning the family, and she can help you. Family First airs live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We're here today with Carol Tuttle, an acclaimed alternative psychotherapist, best-selling author, and 20-year pioneer in the self-help arena. Carol, how does chakra energy connect with our emotions?
Well, emotions are energy, and so they're an integral part of our emotional experience in that their vibrational nature of the chakras, and depending on the health and well-being of the chakra, will influence how we feel about ourselves, how we feel about the world. Because a healthy chakra supports a sense of being safe and well and vibrant, so we're going to feel that. A weak or closed chakra is going to make us feel there's things we need to be afraid of, or there's powers that can hurt us because there's the side effects of the chakra not having been addressed that are influencing our emotional experience. So they're you can't separate the two. Chakras feed emotion, and then actually emotion affects the chakras. They're just a partners in our experience here.
So would you say that the higher vibrancy or the higher happiness that we have, the higher the frequency of the energy?
Yeah, I would say, though, if you wanted to affect your emotional energy, it's probably easier to work directly with the chakras than to work with if you bring the mm-hmm. chakras in, you get a bigger bang for your buck, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. You're going to get more return for your efforts.
Okay, could you give us some specific examples of cases when a client has been very sick and you have affected a change in their illness by balancing their chakra energy?
Yeah, my approach is that I teach them how to do it. They might come to some, in the work I do with them, I might be involved in that, but ultimately my goal is to teach them how to assist themselves, because in most cases they're going to have to repeat what mm-hmm. we're doing, because energy likes to swing back into old habits and maintain its status quo. So you just have to keep encouraging it to get into its healthy, very natural state that it's designed for, but it takes just repetition. It doesn't necessarily take a lot of time to do it. You could do some simple practices, that are take less than 10 minutes a day, but you need to just, the repetition is very important to encourage the energies to repattern themselves mm-hmm. and to continue then to really support yourself with a lot of affirmative thinking. But one client comes to mind, especially because her physical condition was so extreme. She came to me with a real extreme case of Epstein-Barr and mm-hmm. chronic fatigue. She had been flying back to a specialized clinic on the East Coast about every 4 months. It was costing her a lot of money, but there were treatments that they were more conventional methods from the medical model that she was receiving, and she saw some benefits. So she continued to take these trips. And she'd been doing it for about a year and a half. And then she discovered me and decided she was going to come work with me. And one of the primary issues she had in her chakra system is she had a massive leak in her root chakra, meaning her energetic chi, her energetic volume, the volume of energy which she was meant to maintain in her space, her arc space. She lost it in such a and she just every day was just flushing out this energy, and then things would trigger it. She'd had a belief that she was a people pleaser. She thought she had to do things to be loved. She gave her power away constantly, and thinking she had to serve everyone else. Well, when you live a life with a belief like that, you wear out. You don't have very much motive to live because there's nothing in it for me. There's no return. There's no receiving of energy. So she's flushing out her energy. She's given all her energy away. So the safe place is her bed. And we really got to the real core of that her bed became her haven. And it kind of became a womb, going back to a womb to protect her. So I taught her how to repair the leaky root chakra and how to reverse the energy. And it's very simple. If you can imagine, for people that are relating to this and going, oh my gosh, how does she do that? I feel like I have some issues there. If you imagine your root chakra, which is at the base of your spine or in your pubic area, flushing energy out like a toilet bowl flushing. And it's just going really fast and downward in this spiral, just flushing out of you. What you want to do is go underneath it about 2 feet, 20 to 24 inches below that. So right around, if you were standing up, you'd imagine putting your attention right about where your ankle and calves are. And you're going to put your attention to that place. And you're going to now imagine willing the energy to now change its flow and will it to now spiral up into the body. So it's coming up into the body from the earth, and then you connect that to the earth. And so you're going to actually will the energy into the proper direction. So it's coming back up, and you just put your hand in that pubic area of your body and just say, I'm repairing all leaks and cracks, and I'm now receiving my life force and my connection to the earth. The earth feeds me and sustains me. And she had to do that multiple times a day, but we finally got it. So her energy, she sustained that. It stuck. We also had to do a lot of clearings about her beliefs of taking care of everybody, and there was nothing for her. It was all for everybody else and all that stuff. So there's a lot of clearing that we did I probably used rapid eye therapy with her. A lot of people all use EFT. But as we cleaned up that limiting belief system, that starts to energize all the chakras.
Oh, really?
Any clearing, you know, a lot of the clearings that I teach will affect all the chakras. That she went from literally not being out of bed more than a couple hours a day to 4 months being, she had to watch herself. She had to be very careful, but she was functioning. She was up and functioning every day.
That's a beautiful story.
And I, you know, as far as I know, she cleared it up. She totally, you know, she knew what she had to do now to maintain her health. But if she were to revert to all the old beliefs and not pay attention to her energy, could she regress? Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But she was committed.
And she was, once she got aware and she knew what to do, she was then empowered to take care of her own health.
Right.
Yeah.
This has been, this is someone I worked with years ago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I hear from people occasionally that I've assisted over the years, and it's fun to know they've even made greater progress and are doing fabulous. So it's very exciting.
That is really great. I mean, energy medicine is just amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you have any other cases you'd like to share with us?
Well, and there's couples can get into some issues where their chakras start to repel each other because they're just so bogged down with old stories and hurts and old relationship themes. And as I've worked with couples that I'll help them each clear individually their own system and their own beliefs and some of the old baggage that they carry around relationship or their relationship they're in. And then we'll start to work with their chakras to communicate. One of the things that I have them do, that's a very simple technique, but the results are phenomenal. I have them do figure eights between each other.
Mm-hmm.
That their energy starts to communicate because figure eights hold the pattern of mutual cooperation and support and joyfulness. And I'll have them do figure eights between them. And if anybody starts to get irritated or agitated, I say start doing the figure eights. It'll balance. The energy mm-hmm. will shift. And now their chakras are cooperating again.
Mm-hmm. So they just weren't communicating. And actually, the figure eight is the basic pattern of chakra energy connections, right? I mean, they really are supposed to just figure eight each other.
Yeah.
In
it's
connection.
Just that,
that's how their symphony is.
That's right. But yeah. It's amazing. I had a woman I worked with recently, and she had divorced and she had remarried and had two sons. Her first son was the child of a first husband. Her second son was the child of her second husband. She had lost touch and had lost connection with her older son, who was now 16. And she really wanted to connect with him again. She wanted to have him in her life. They had occasional conversations, but he wasn't eager to come visit or do things with him. And he just kind of had settled into being with his dad and his dad's new wife. And she really felt this loss. And I said, okay, just start doing, he doesn't even have to be with you. Just imagine him and start doing figure eights between you and him. You know, do it every day for a few minutes. And just anytime you think of him, start doing figure eights and start to believe that he wants to show up and be with you and be intentional about that. In 2 weeks, when we saw each other again, she said, I love you so much. This whole experience has shifted. And it had. It was night and day. He
wow.
now was taking her phone calls. He was responding to her texts. He had spent time with them during Christmas. He goes on errands with, he's just like, I really like being with you, Mom.
Oh, wow. I love it. I love it. Now, so we sort of talked about this, but we didn't really emphasize it. So experiences are encoded into our energy of our chakras. And so partly what this woman might have been doing, and also the woman with the chronic fatigue syndrome, might have been releasing some energetic experiences that really didn't serve them.
Right.
So just wanted people to know that, you know, you really can, just like energy, memory is encoded in our DNA or our cells. Energy experiences are also encoded in our chakra energy. And a lot of the experiences get integrated into our whole chakra energy. And this is what takes a long time. The deeper it gets, the harder it is probably to release and to clear and for people to be empowered to be healthy and to change.
Well, you know, I think it's easy to clear stuff. What takes real persistence is dedication to really believing that you can change. It's the follow-up work. Clearing's fast these days. Energy clears very, very quickly. It's really filling that space now with having new beliefs, having affirmative thoughts, having support to keep it. It's sticking it. It's making it stay, the staying power. Because people just go to what's familiar. And so it's really that persistent determination to say, you know, I'm going to really continue to, as many times as it takes, let go of this and really show up in what I want now.
Okay. Let's break one more time for a commercial.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action, to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to amd@holisticbodymindhealing.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Today we're talking to Carol Tuttle, an acclaimed alternative psychotherapist, best-selling author, and 20-year pioneer in the self-help arena. Carol, I wonder if you would describe a technique that can be used to change your energies from lack to abundance and gratitude.
Well, I would, when you're in lack, you're believing you don't have enough and there's not enough, and so appreciation becomes the focal point that I teach people, which is a heart chakra energetic experience. And so whenever you're feeling any kind of lack, you're actually setting yourself up for more and blocking it. So I encourage people to shift that to a form of appreciation. Now let's talk, I'll use the example of money because that seems to present itself mostly with money, a lack of money. Well, it's interesting that we use the word appreciate in the world of money, that money appreciates. Mm-hmm. I find that fascinating. We use the word currency. Money's a current. There's other ones I could mention, but when you, let's say with money, when you were spending money on something and you're feeling that feeling of, I might not get that back, you know, I feel like I'm losing something. Mm-hmm. Imagine you're expressing appreciation to what you're receiving, to the people that are behind it, that are a part of it. You know, did somebody mm-hmm. make that? Did who was involved in the, you know, the fact that this showed up in your life, appreciate there were people involved and there was time and process and that you're expressing appreciation. And imagine your heart chakra, which is on your chest, really opening up this like a bud that's been closed. And then imagine it opening like a flower that you're actually kind of watering with this whole focus of appreciation. And there's so much to appreciate, but money's a really simple thing to start with, because rather than begrudgingly spend your money, share it as appreciation and think, I really appreciate you. I appreciate this experience. I appreciate this opportunity. That feeds your heart chakra. That opens up your heart chakra for more to show up in your life.
You're resonating with that energy of that event or that activity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you also have shared a technique that can be used for self-empowerment. Would you care to share that with our listeners today?
Do you have one in mind?
No.
That you're thinking of?
No.
Because I have all kinds of techniques. And I'm trying to give you ones that are really simple to use, so this stays really simple for people. We tend to complicate things that don't need to be. So Well, empowerment would be your third chakra, the sense of your own personal power. And let's just say you haven't felt that lately. You feel like you're, you know, always giving your power away, or people are overpowering you, and you don't feel like your power is respected. And maybe you have a background where people misuse their power. So you don't ever want to do that. So you kind of keep your power at a low level. So it's, you could do this on any of the chakras, but I'm going to use it on this one. Let's say you want to power up your third chakra. Imagine that you have a top. And you imagine the top starts spinning on your hand, and you actually can place it right in that area, which is below your sternum. It's your solar plexus. It's right drop below your sternum, about 3 inches above your belly button, or 2.5 inches. And you imagine a top spinning in there, and that spinning all the gunk out and all the junk and all the – and it gets the energy going, and it starts it moving, and it gets all that vibrancy going. And then you'll just say some affirmations like, I am owning my personal power. I'm respected for my personal power. I'm using my power in ways that support me and others and goodwill. So any affirmation about your power, and that color of that chakra is a carnelian kind of golden yellow. And imagine it coming alive with this brilliant golden yellow color. And that will help you feel a sense of your own power in a very gracious, appreciative way.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. I can't wait to try that.
Well, actually, everybody gets the – as I just did that, everyone got it. I mean, your energy hears that and goes, okay. Let's do that.
Yeah. For those of you that are listening, where attention goes, energy flows. So just know that if you're ever having an issue, just go to the chakra energy.
Everybody just got the benefit of that.
Okay. Let's talk about spirituality and chakra energy. How does a chakra energy connect to a person's spirituality?
Those are your upper chakras, which are your sixth and seventh. Your six is about your intuitive knowing, being aware of your own contract here on the earth, being engaged intuitively, being very familiar with being on your life path, that you're here for a purpose, you're living your purpose, you're seeing it. So your path is engaged. And your seventh chakra is you're being supported in that. There's a whole, you know, vast spiritual support that's engaged with you, that's feeding you, that's with you, that's you can talk to, you can communicate with, receive guidance from, so that you really succeed in the things that you agreed to come here and pursue and learn and be on purpose for. So those two chakras are the third eye is an easy one to do a technique with. Just imagine there's a third eye in the middle of your forehead and the eyelids closed. Take your index finger and open the eyelid. Like put it right on your forehead and imagine you're opening an eyelid. And do that 3 or 4 times. And now imagine that eye blinking and being open and a beam of light coming out of it. You're like, that opens the sixth chakra.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so I just want to make sure before we have to close here that we plug the websites we need to plug. Again, I'm going to send you to Carol's website, chakrahealing.com or www.caroltuttle.com, and that's T-U-T-T-L-E. My website is www.holisticbodymindhealing.com. And this is all about energy medicine and optimal health. So I hope you've been able to understand how using energy medicine can improve your health, your wealth, and your spiritual side. And especially chakras can do all of this. They help your physiology, your psychology, and your spirituality. Is there anything else you'd like to add today, Carol?
Well, I would just say this is an exciting year for a bit. You know, there's this, it's a kind of a pivotal year. If you've been in the whole metaphysical world a while, you think of 2012, but it's really an awesome year to really become aware and more knowledgeable about your subtle energies. There's just a lot of opportunity to do that, and the consciousness and the energy of the planet is really open to support that. So I just really encourage people to learn more about these natural aspects and expressions that are a part of who we are.
Thank you, Carol. And thank you, everybody, for coming. I hope we have inspired you to learn more about energy medicine and optimal health. Chakra energy is the foundational powerhouse for your optimal health and vitality. Next week, we'll be talking about radiant circuits. What are radiant circuits? Thank you.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.